This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And again, we want to thank really generous folks this morning. Janice, $2,000 check. We have an anonymous donor who's challenging you to give $3,000 this morning, and everyone who gives 100 or more can get a Bevan Bell Salvation Army ornament. Beautiful bells by Bevan Bell, made these bells for the Salvation Army for over a century. Jim and Cheryl of Manchester gave $1,000 this morning. We want to welcome in our good friend Greg Bordenero from the Hartford Business Journal. We usually do the Connecticut Business Blend at 8:50 on Mondays, but he you know, since we're very busy and he's very busy, he came in here in person. Usually I just see you at the governor's mansion once a year, right?
Good to see you, Brian.
You too, man. And you brought in two huge bags of gifts. The bags themselves, I wanted to say, like, those are cool bags. Where do you get those?
I spent more time finding the bags than I did the gifts.
Seriously, yeah, they're awesome.
I got those at Target.
Well, those are Target products. Target's all right. I mean, the company's struggling, but I still think it's a good place to go. Listen, let's talk a little business, and then we'll talk about your involvement with us here, which is great. We started this morning talking about that Friday news dump about the Connecticut Sun. And, you know, I'm always assuming from the start that they're gone. I mean, I just never thought that they would stay. I am assuming that the price will be less than the $325 offered here in Connecticut and Boston, but I don't know. Do you have any idea the timetable here? Are they going to sign this deal and then play here for another season of ghosting it?
Yeah, so the Sun will be playing in Connecticut for at least one more season.
Will.
That's
yeah.
Pretty much guaranteed, although they haven't come out with a schedule for next season yet. ESPN reported late Friday that the Houston owner of the Houston Rockets is now negotiating with the Mohegan Tribe. It's probably headed that way. The Houston Rockets were in the running for an expansion franchise
right.
In the WNBA. So the WNBA seems to want to get one of those expansion cities that were in the expansion round for it. Boston was initially going after it, but they weren't part of that initial group that were going after
the NBA basically
franchise.
Told them to go take a hike because
yeah.
They thought, you know, Boston, with the arrogance of it, to be honest, was like, hey, we'll throw a ton of money at it and get what we want. And the NBA said, no.
Yeah, and, you know, Governor Lamont and the state has made a big push to try to keep the Sun in Connecticut. Last week, though, during a Metro Hartford Alliance event, he kind of I don't know. I don't want to say he waved the white flag, but he said that he thinks the Sun are headed to a larger TV market, and, yeah. and the TV market is really where it's at. You know, these professional leagues, they make their money on their TV deals, so they want the WNBA wants to present, hey, we're in the largest 25-30 TV markets in the country. Houston, obviously, a bigger market than Connecticut has to offer, so it does make sense. But the Connecticut Sun will be here playing next year. Lamont also at that event said that there will be two games in Hartford. So
I wonder how but if they're gone, then there's no going to be rally around the troops and like get people to go. So I think it could be actually a disaster.
It's more of a tease, although he did indicate that they're going to try to get Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers at the People's Bank Arena next year.
That'd
for
be
those
sweet.
Pitcher games. So you know, if Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers are there, I think you'll be able to sell it out. But it's more of a tease than anything else.
Yeah, totally. Greg Bordenaro from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here for the Connecticut Business Blend. How was the Connecticut economy in 2025?
Shaky. You know, probably Connecticut did outperform the national economy overall. So overall, I think the U.S. economy is a little bit on shaky ground. The most recent report, Connecticut lost 5,700 jobs in September for the year.
That's a big number.
That is a big number. For the year, we are up 4,500 jobs. But if you look at last year, we created over 10,000 new jobs for 2024. Unemployment rate, 3.8, still
well below the national average.
Yeah, well below the national average. You know, and if we look back at the second quarter GDP numbers, it was at, I think, 4.6%, which was much higher than the U.S. average. We were actually top 10 for GDP growth.
Really?
Yeah, we were. We were tied at ninth, actually, which Connecticut rarely gets in those grounds. The job growth is slow. It has for the U.S. economy. I think there's a couple of reasons. I think tariffs are starting to have an impact now.
You do think so?
I do think it's having an impact both on business investment and consumer spending side. Inflation has been kept in check. The numbers haven't been too bad. And then, you know, on the plus side, you had the big, beautiful bill in terms of businesses, tax cuts, either, cemented or so either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Greater tax cuts. Lower interest rates. We had three rate reductions this year. Probably going to have more into next year, especially when a new Fed chair is named. But you know, we just did our HBJ Economic Forecast Reader Survey, which is going to be coming out January 12th. 65% believe there'll be a slowdown or worse.
65.
And 29% say the economy will improve. Last year at this time, it was 51% said the economy would improve.
So. This is a kind of a political thing. You know, we're talking with Greg Bordenaro from the Hartford Business Journal for the Connecticut Business Blend. And again, this is a subjective question, but I'm curious of your take, and without it being political, at one point does like the current administration own the economy? Like, I mean, last week we had this debate, you know, that the economy that was inherited was rough, and it's true. But at the same time, at what you said, tariffs are starting to creep in. The thing that you said that it's kind of like almost unspoken is that an impact of the tariffs isn't just on prices and consumer behavior. It's on how companies deal with wanting to grow. And so this don't don't hire, don't fire thing is real. But the fact that you're in implying that it's tariff related, I find really interesting. But when is this like a Trump economy?
I think we could reasonably say it's a Trump economy now, especially with the tariff policy, you know, going back and forth, the big, beautiful bill. Obviously, you know, first quarter GDP, from what I remember, we actually had a decline in GDP. So, you know, you could blame that on the past administration. A year in, and given all the policy changes, especially when it comes to immigration, how that impacts the economy, he may not say it's his economy. He'll probably blame the last administration until the end of days, but
until it gets really good.
Yeah, until it gets really good. But I think we could fairly say it's his economy now. And you know what's ironic is people are a lot more pessimistic going into next year than they were a year ago because they thought the Trump administration would be very pro-business. Arguably, it has in some respects. The tariffs, the immigration policies had some negative economic impacts in terms of workforce. And again, the big 800-pound gorilla, in my opinion, is AI and what that means for labor. The stock market has performed well this year. I think you're going to have a stronger dichotomy between the performance of the stock market and how the average person is doing, especially as the.
So you think AI is going to be a job killer in the near term?
I don't necessarily think it'll lead to, we're going to lay off thousands of workers, but I think there are going to be less jobs filled. I think it will lead to some layoffs of workers. And then, you know, what do you do to, you know, entry-level jobs right now are hard to come by for recent college graduates. So there's a lot of challenges, I think, that are going to come with AI.
We're talking with Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal here. It is the Connecticut Business Blend. I just want to thank you and the publication for helping out. The presents will all go to great folks and the donation as well. So I just thanks for being on board and being a part of things.
Yep. Thanks, Brian. It's been a good year. So hopefully some of the negativity in our economic forecast doesn't come to roost.
Business for you has been okay.
We've had a good year. Profits are up. Revenues are up.
That's really good.
So the media. There's still a lot of opportunity with media. And yeah, we have our niche, business to business. We've had a good year.
I just want to know if you get sick of like all the stories of these proposed developments and like. A small percentage actually get done. It drives me crazy.
We have noticed that the amount of developments that are being proposed have slowed down now. Okay. So I think with interest rates lowering, you know, I think you'll see a lot more development projects that have been in the pipeline actually go through.
Actually get done.
I mean, interest rate. I mean, you move the interest rates just slightly,
it
can make a big difference in terms of getting a deal done.
All right, Greg. So, happy holidays, dude.
You too.
Appreciate it. Thanks for coming in, Greg Bordonero from the Hartford Business Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.